presidential campaigns do all they can to make sure their events stay on message. Candidates who pivot out of tough questions, campaign staff who make sure never to let go of the microphone while a voter is asking a question. But now, more and more, voters are coming to campaign events with their own bag of tricks. With the help of advocacy groups around the state, they're getting trained in an art known as bird dogging. NHPR's Jason Moon reports.
The bird dogging metaphor is borrowed from hunting. In it, voters stalk the fields of a campaign event, waiting for their moment. They get called on for a question, or they manage to get close enough for a handshake with a candidate. Then they strike. They ask a question so specific and inescapable that the candidate's true position on an issue is flushed out into the open. Well, that's the idea anyways. But like any good hunter, practice makes perfect.
The more specific your question is, the harder it is for a candidate to wiggle out of answering it.
Isaac Grimm with the liberal activist group Rights and Democracy is teaching a handful of would-be bird doggers on a recent weeknight in Manchester.
Let's just start with intros.
The trainees sit in a half circle of folding chairs. They include a retired postal worker, a middle-aged state rep, and a few millennials. What they all have in common is a frustration with canned political responses and a desire to, as one of them told me, outmanipulate the manipulators. And this training covers every element of bird dogging, beginning with how to get called on when it comes time for questions.
You know, engage with them, like make eye contact. Like, even if you're not this candidate's number one fan, like, yeah! Yeah, totally. Like, make eye contact, right? Because then they're going to be like, yeah, I'm going to call this person. They're on my side, right? And then you nail them to the wall. Right.
Good bird doggers arrive early and get in the front row. They don't wear shirts with political logos. They know how to make the most of a handshake with a candidate if they get the chance. Shake with both hands, maintain eye contact, and ignore the campaign staff trying to move the candidate along. But, of course, the most important tool of any bird dogger is their question. To work on these, trainees take turns putting their question through a group critique. Regan Lamphere from Nashua volunteers to go first.
So my son had a stroke when he was 3. I had to go back to work while he was still in the hospital because I didn't have access to paid family medical leave. How do you feel about paid family medical leave at the federal level, and what would your program look like?
Everyone agrees. The first half of Lamphere's question is powerful.
The only thing I would say is don't ask the question, how do you feel about paid family medical leave? I'd just say, do you support paid family medical leave, yes or no? Don't ask how they feel. We don't care about how they feel. We want to know like where they stand and what they'll do.
Along with Rights and Democracy, the New Hampshire Youth Movement and the state chapter of the ACLU have also been hosting trainings. Between the three groups, they estimate they've graduated more than 240 bird doggers over the past year. A group that now coordinates their visits, shares videos of bird dogging on social media, and tracks which candidates have been asked which questions. But practice and role-playing is one thing. Bird dogging in the real world, with someone who could be the next president of the United States, that's another. A week or so after the training, I met up with Allison Frizella inside a Dover coffee shop. Frizella had been through the same training and was hoping to put her skills to the test with former cabinet member and presidential candidate Julian Castro, who was due to arrive any moment.
This could be your first time.
Yeah.
Kind of exciting. Are you nervous?
A little bit, but not too much. I know my question. I'm ready to ask it. I know what I want to hear, so.
Frizella also has a strategy for getting Castro's attention.
When I raise my hand, not looking like too determined, looking curious rather than looking like I'm going to ask some questions really going to make him think, so.
Frizella picks her spot in the crowd, and then she waits.
I'm running for president because I believe that we need new energy with a new vision for the future of this country.
When Castro finishes his stump speech, it's time to bird dog. Frizella throws her hand up, but Castro doesn't call on her. After he answers a handful of questions, it's starting to seem like Frizella is going to come up empty. But then...
Two more questions. I can never help myself. There, and then at the back. Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Allison. I'm with Rights and Democracy, New Hampshire. And as a young voter, one of my major concerns is climate change.
And just like that, Frizella is bird dogging. She's using all the tricks from the training. She starts her question with what's at stake for her personally. She adds in a little praise of the candidate to not seem too aggressive. And then she finishes with a specific, concise policy question. As president, would you ban fracking?
You know, I haven't supported an all-out ban so far on fracking. You know, obviously, I'm familiar with it from down in Texas.
When I caught up with Frizella afterward, she said Castro's answer, no to an all-out ban, yes to more community oversight of fracking, it wasn't good enough for her. But she didn't sound disappointed. After all, she got a straight answer on a topic that wouldn't have otherwise come up at this campaign event.
I absolutely want to do more. I'm very excited about this. I'm happy that he called on me.
Frizella will have plenty of chances to do it again. With more than 20 presidential candidates descending on New Hampshire this primary, there's a long bird-dogging season ahead. For NHPR News, I'm Jason Moon.